听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us. Christmas is just around the corner. One tradition that many families have during this festive season is getting together in the kitchen to bake special Christmas treats. Christmas goodies could take the form of cakes, pies, cookies, and breads. Now, for the next 2 days, we'll discuss a very special and delicious kind of bread, gingerbread. Ginger happens to be our first key word of the day, and our example sentence reads, My mom puts a little ginger in her cookies to make them taste good. Next is the noun ingredient. Cheese is a key ingredient for many Mexican dishes. Okay, now please open your magazines to page 30 as we begin our lesson titled Gingerbread Houses.
Gingerbread Houses, a popular classic holiday treat. You can cook with it. You can make candy from it. You can put it into drinks or take it as medicine.Ginger has many uses, but none as beautiful as when it is used in a gingerbread house. Past and present. Ginger, the key ingredient in gingerbread and the houses themselves, has a long history. It is believed that ginger was used as early as 2000 BC in China. Gingerbread houses were first written about during the 15th century.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's Holidays article. We're talking about gingerbread houses. So we're talking about houses made out of gingerbread. Now, gingerbread is a flat cake or a flat sweet bread that many people cook around the holiday season.
And it is a very popular classic holiday treat. Let's dive right into our text today. You can cook with it. You can make candy from it. You can put it into drinks or take it as medicine. Now, Chip, whatever we're talking about here seems to have a lot of uses, and it's good for a lot of things that I really like. I like to cook, and I certainly like candy. So what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about ginger. Now, ginger is a spice.That is the main ingredient, or it's the main flavor in gingerbread. And it's actually a spice that comes from the root of a plant.
And this plant is actually grown right here in Southeast Asia, and it can be used for things that are sweet or that can be used, as a spice to give food more flavor. So it has a lot of different uses, and today we are going to be learning about the most beautiful of them all, and that would be in a gingerbread house. So let's learn a little bit more about gingerbread houses. Why don't we start out by telling them about the past and the present?
Okay, let's look back to the past and also look to the present to see what's happening right now. Our article says ginger, the key ingredient in gingerbread. And let me stop right there and let's talk about that word ingredient. An ingredient is a thing that you would put into a food or a food dish. So, for example, cake has several ingredients. Eggs are an ingredient in cake, milk, and also flour. Those are all ingredients in cake.
So ginger is the key ingredient in gingerbread and the houses themselves. And this actually has a very long history. It is believed that ginger was used as early as 2000 BC in China. Now that goes back a very, very long time, Chip. Long time ago. It seems that they were using ginger for many things way back then.
I'll say so. Yeah, I wonder if they were making gingerbread houses back then. Probably not.
They might have looked a little different back then.
They might have. So they were using it in China in 2000 BC, and gingerbread houses were first written about during the 15th century. Okay, so it was much later when gingerbread houses started to come onto the scene or started to become a part of human lives.
So ginger has been around for many, many years, and since then people have begun to make gingerbread houses. Now I remember when I was a little girl in elementary school, we would make gingerbread houses almost every Christmas and have contests to go along with them. Chip, have you ever made a gingerbread house?
Well, I think so. I think I can remember back to when I was a child, sometime in my early school years, we made some gingerbread houses, and I remember wanting to eat the house, but we were not allowed to eat the house. The house was only for looking pretty and looking nice.
Eventually you get to eat it, though. That's one of the best parts about a gingerbread house. Or you can maybe eat as you go, maybe snack on some of the candy and the gingerbread that goes into making the gingerbread house. And it is very delicious.
And if you look in your magazine on page 30, you can see a picture of what a gingerbread house looks like. And it actually looks pretty delicious. It has the walls of this house and the roof of this house are made of gingerbread. And you also have candy and it looks like icing. So some very sweet white icing that would also be making part of the house.
It would definitely taste very delicious, in my opinion. Well, right now we are going to visit the chat room and then take a break. But when we come back, we'll tell you even more about gingerbread houses. So stay with us.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Beth. Hi, everyone. Today, we're learning all about gingerbread houses, which are, of course, made with ginger.
Yes, our article mentions some of the many uses of ginger. It comes in candy, in drinks, even in medicine.
Right. One of my favorite drinks is made with ginger.
Yeah? What's that?
Ginger ale.
What is ginger ale?
Ginger ale is a sweet-tasting, ginger-flavored soda. Sometimes, in America, people drink ginger ale to help with motion sickness or an upset stomach.
Oh, similar to hot ginger tea in Asia. It can help with different health problems, too.
That's right.
Ginger 是姜，在美国有一种 ginger ale。字典会告诉你 ale 是英国的一种淡啤酒，但是 ginger ale 是姜汁汽水，它并不含酒精。So, Beth, what if people just make ginger cookies, not using them to make a gingerbread house? Can I still call them ginger cookies?
Sure, you can call them that, or you could call them gingerbread cookies. These can be hard or soft.But a specific kind of ginger cookie that is always hard is the ginger snap. Another similar cookie is a gingerbread man. A gingerbread man is a cookie shaped like a person.
Oh yeah, there's a famous fairy tale about a gingerbread man.
That's right. And Ken, did you know that ginger can be a color? If something is...an orange-brown color, we can describe it as ginger.
Oh, okay. And ginger can also be a girl's name, right?
That's right. There's also an adverb that includes the word ginger, though it has nothing to do with actual ginger.
Okay, if it's an adverb, I can guess that it ends in ly. So is it gingerly?
That's right. The adverb gingerly means to do something with great care.To do it cautiously. For example, the waitress gingerly carried the steaming bowl of noodles to the table.
Got it. 除了表示姜 ,ginger 也可以是颜色，也就是土黄色，它就是那个姜的颜色。Ginger 呢，也可以是女生的名字。 另外你可以在 ginger 的后面加上 ly 变成副词 gingerly。gingerly 就是跟姜毫无关系了，表示小心翼翼的或是极为谨慎的。
It's time for a break, so have yourself a ginger ale. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. We're discussing gingerbread houses. And even though gingerbread has been around for about 500 years, the popularity of this classic holiday treat just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. Like so many Christmas traditions, like the Christmas tree, gingerbread and gingerbread houses found their way to the New World through German immigrants. Our example sentence for the key word immigrant reads, Many Italian immigrants settled in the northeastern part of the U.S. Next is the word creation. As in, Paul's chocolate creations were unique and delicious, too. Okay, let's get back to the reading, which resumes on line 12.
Gingerbread houses. But it was the 19th century fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel, that started a trend. As European immigrants made their way around the world, so did gingerbread houses. One example occurred in the town of Belleville, Illinois, in the 1850s. As large numbers of German immigrants moved there, many brought along their gingerbread house recipes. Today, during the holidays, Belleville hosts a gingerbread walk through its downtown area. Along the path, shop owners display beautifully made gingerbread houses and other gingerbread creations. The event allows visitors and locals alike to enjoy Belleville's tastiest tradition.
Welcome back. Before the break, we saw that ginger, the spice that comes from the root of a plant, was possibly used as early as 2000 BC in China. But it wasn't until the 15th century when gingerbread houses started to be created and written about.
And a little bit later, in the 19th century, a very famous fairy tale came along, Hansel and Gretel. Now, a fairy tale is a children's story in which usually magical things occur, and Hansel and Gretel was one that I used to read when I was a little girl, and it actually scared me a little bit, but it was a very popular story, and it started a trend, or it started something popular. It started to move things in a certain direction.
Okay, yeah, it started a popular thing to do, and this popular thing was making gingerbread houses. So Hansel and Gretel started that trend, and our next sentence talks about European immigrants. Now, an immigrant is someone who moves from their country into another country. So they move permanently into another country. So these were immigrants that were from Europe. And our text says,
As European immigrants made their way around the world, so did gingerbread houses. Now, before we go on, we want to look at that sentence a little bit more closely. So here's Liz with Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Today, I'm visiting a friend who has invited me to help her make some gingerbread cookies. We've just returned from the supermarket with the necessary supplies. And while my friend is getting the stuff out of the car in the garage, let's go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. As European immigrants made their way around the world, so did gingerbread houses. Notice the idiom, made their way. This idiom actually has several different meanings, but in the case of today's sentence, it just means to go in a certain direction. So today's sentence just means that European immigrants were all going in their own directions around the world, and so did gingerbread houses. Use this idiom to make one's way when you want to show how traveling in a certain direction or to a certain destination requires some effort. For example, With all these shoppers in the store, it's hard for Martha to make her way to the cashier's counter. Or, it was hard for Paula to make her way down the airplane aisle while holding her baby and pulling a carry-on suitcase. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. And that's it for now. I need to go help my friend bring in some things to the kitchen, so I'll say goodbye now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. So as European immigrants traveled around the world, or as they made their way around the world, gingerbread houses were also making their way around the world. And actually, our article mentions that a place that's actually very close to our hometowns, Chelsea, in Illinois.
It does mention such a place. We are from the state of Illinois, and also from the state of Illinois is a city called Belleville. And Belleville is mentioned in your article. Now, what happened in Belleville? Well, during the 1850s, a large number of German immigrants moved there. And when they moved there, they brought along with them their gingerbread house recipes. And because of that, something very special is going on today. Chip, could you tell us what's happening still today in Belleville?
Well, our article says that Belleville hosts, or they invite many people to Belleville, and they host a gingerbread walk, which happens through Belleville's downtown area. So this gingerbread walk sounds like a path that you can walk through. And our article goes on to say, along the path, shop owners display beautifully made gingerbread houses and other gingerbread creations.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It's something that the whole community can get out and do during the Christmas season, is go along this gingerbread walk and look at all of the beautiful creations. Now, a creation is something that has been created or made. People take a lot of time and a lot of effort to make these gingerbread houses, so they have done their best to make beautiful creations. And you can see these on display if you ever go to Belleville, Illinois, and join along in the gingerbread walk.
Okay, the Belleville walk. So this event allows visitors and locals alike, so outsiders and people from Belleville, it allows both visitors and locals alike to enjoy Belleville's tastiest tradition. So perhaps Belleville has many traditions throughout the year, but this is perhaps its tastiest tradition.
Now, I think next time we are back home in Illinois around the Christmas holidays, we should maybe make a special trip down to Belleville so we can go on this gingerbread walk and maybe enjoy some of the gingerbread that I'm sure they have available, maybe to sample and to taste. It sounds delicious and very exciting. Well, right now we are going to go to a skit, but we will be back tomorrow with more on gingerbread houses. So we'll see you then.
Do you know the story of Hansel and Gretel?
I do. Hansel and Gretel were brother and sister. Their father took them into the woods and left them there.
He left his children all alone in the woods? Why did he do that?
His mean wife made him do it. The family was very poor and didn't have enough food for them.
Oh, how sad.
Yes. But along the way, Hansel and Gretel dropped breadcrumbs on the path.
Oh, so they could find their way back home?
Yes, but unfortunately, wild animals ate the breadcrumbs.
So they were lost in the woods. Ooh, how scary.
Then they saw a house. It was a gingerbread house.
A gingerbread house? That's wonderful.
Not really. The gingerbread house belonged to a wicked witch.
Ooh, that's even more scary.
The witch caught them She made Gretel do housework.
Oh, no, I hate housework.
And she locked Hansel up and fed him lots of candy.
Well, that's nice.
No, she wanted to make him fat so she could eat him.
Oh, that's not nice.
One day, she told Gretel to climb into the oven to see if it was ready to bake.
No, Gretel, no, don't do it.
Gretel said, I don't know how. So the witch climbed into the oven instead.
Oh, quick, Gretel, shut the oven door.
That's just what she did. She shut the oven door with the witch inside.
Goodbye, wicked witch.
Then Gretel rescued Hansel, and together they found their way back home.
Oh, was their father happy to see them?
Yes.
What about the mean wife?
She was dead.
Oh, so everyone was happy.
Yes, and that's the story of Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, I like it.
The end.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这个文章第一个重点我们来看的是 ingredient 这个名词。注意它的重音是在 GRE 这个音节，念成 ingredient。ingredient 是指烹调的原料。例如 ,the ingredients of this cake include flour, eggs, sugar and milk. 这个蛋糕的原料包括面粉、鸡蛋、糖和牛奶。ingredient 也指要素或者是不可或缺的东西。例如Mutual understanding is a key ingredient for a good marriage. 相互的了解是美好婚姻关键的要素。继续我们看的是 immigrant 这个名词。I-M 这个字首有进来的意思，所以 immigrant 是指移入的移民。例如 ,many Italian immigrants live in Little Italy in Manhattan, New York. 许多意大利的移民住在纽约曼哈顿的小意大利区，或者是The illegal immigrants will be deported today. 这些非法移民今天就会被地解出境。它的反义字是 emigrant, E-M-I-G-R-A-N-T, 意思是指移出的移民。最后我们看的是 creation 这个名词。creation 在这里是指创作的作品，当可数的名词。例如 ,Picasso's art creations were copied and studied by many people.毕卡索的艺术作品被许多人模仿和研究。Creation 也可以指创造或创作，在这个时候它就是不可数的。例如 ,The creation of this symphony took over 5 years. 这首交响乐曲的创作费时超过5年。And don't go away yet, stay tuned for more.
Gingerbread Houses.A popular classic holiday treat. You can cook with it. You can make candy from it. You can put it into drinks or take it as medicine. Ginger has many uses, but none as beautiful as when it is used in a gingerbread house. Past and present. Ginger, the key ingredient in gingerbread and the houses themselves, has a long history.It is believed that ginger was used as early as 2000 BC in China. Gingerbread houses were first written about during the 15th century. But it was the 19th century fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel, that started a trend. As European immigrants made their way around the world, so did gingerbread houses. One example occurred in the town of Belleville, Illinois, in the 1850s.As large numbers of German immigrants moved there, many brought along their gingerbread house recipes. Today, during the holidays, Belleville hosts a gingerbread walk through its downtown area. Along the path, shop owners display beautifully made gingerbread houses and other gingerbread creations. The event allows visitors and locals alike to enjoy Belleville's tastiest tradition.
You know, there's nothing quite like walking into a warm, cozy home on a dark, wintry night and smelling something sweet baking in the oven, like gingerbread. So, today, we learned about the history of gingerbread and gingerbread houses. Tomorrow, we'll look at the world's largest gingerbread house, and guess what? Most of it is edible. I would love to live in that house for a week. Friends, on page 42 in your Studio Classroom magazine, you'll find our tidbits feature. This page is designed with you in mind. You'll find plenty of facts, trivia, and other English fun. So check it out. Please come back tomorrow as Studio Classroom continues to celebrate Christmas with gingerbread houses. Bye-bye, everyone.